Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Just how I feel. Whoa. yes, we're back in the time for little Bloodstone. Just go on and cry. But, you know, we all have those days when we just need to cry. You know, no, matter of fact, that was Outside Woman, okay, by Bloodstone. But anyway, we want to thank all our listeners from north to south, east to west, and all our listeners in Hawaii, the United States, of course, and Canada, the UK, France, Germany, Senegal, Australia, Nigeria, and Cameroon, Africa, Singapore, Pakistan, Iraq, Peru, Russia, and India. So, you know, baby, 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 4 years ago, look how we have blossomed all over the globe. But we got a great show tonight for you, baby, 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 because, you know, everybody got a story to tell, quiet is kept. But a lot of people hide behind the mask of looking cleaned up and everything. You know, they don't really want nobody to know where they came from or how far they have messed up in the dirt. Because you know something, I've been there, you know, so people see me now, but you know something, that other life that I had, that I lived, you know, made me who I am today, but, you know, it wasn't pretty. But I thank my guest tonight because she is willing to take off the mask, stop acting bougie. She's going to put it out there on Front Street where she came from because, you know, she's going to show you her walk. Her growth. And everybody, you know, so you got to own your stuff, man. You can't be looking all clean when you stomp up in church on Sunday and thinking everything is good because don't nobody know behind closed door who you was. Sometimes you could have been a trollop. You could have been a junkie. You could have been somebody selling drugs. You could have been a number of things. You could have been somebody sticking up banks, whatever. We all got a story, you know. So you know something, but once you tell your story and put it out there, can't nobody point their finger because God loves all of us. That's why he came. He came for the ones that were messed up. And if you think that you're perfect, then I didn't know there was two Jesus out there because I don't even know about the one. Okay, so before I introduce my guest, I got to introduce, oh, my God, my phenomenal co-host, Christopher Michael Ward. This brother, man, he does it all. He do all the advertisement. He do all the encouragement and lifting up, and he be finding guests. This brother is like my right hand. I love him sincerely, you know, but y'all can't have him because he's stuck with me on Unmasked. But I got to introduce my co-host, Chris. How you doing, baby?
I'm doing good. That's very nice of you. I love you, too.
All right, darling. You know, so we got a special guest here. Anybody who want to talk to our guest, you need to dial 347-945-6003. And already she got some callers on the line. So me and Chris will wait a little bit. We'll step back and we'll get this call on the line first to ask their question. But let me say hi to my guests first. What am I saying? How you doing, baby?
Hi, Miss Val. How are you?
I'm just so excited. I forgot all about you, okay? But you got a call. You got a couple of callers that are on this line that want to say something or make a comment. So the caller whose last four digits start with you is 6482. And now announce your name and make your statement.
Hi, my name is Lisa Woodhouse.
Hey, darling.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing great.
That's
hey,
good.
Lisa.
I want to say I am so proud of you because
Amen.
We've been down the same road together.
Amen.
And I knew if God did it for me, he would do it for you. I am so proud of you, girl.
Go on
Thank
now.
You, Lisa. I love you so much. I do. And Ms. Lyles, I just want to say Lisa was like my sister. Lisa was like a mother to me. Lisa was there the day my mother died. She was there that night that my mother died. My mother died of breast, bone, and lung cancer in my house. And Lisa was just there with us. She is like a family member to me, like my sister. And I love her so dearly. A matter of fact, we just found each other again not long
yesterday.
Ago.
Yesterday. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yesterday.
All right. Well, that's a blessing. And Lisa, thank you for calling in. Right now, I'm going to clear your mic and put you back on mute.
Okay.
But if you have another question before the show is over, then hit the one key again, okay?
I just want to tell her, you keep on moving and keep it on. Keep going
Amen.
And keep striving.
That's
I
right,
will, Lisa, and
you
I love you.
I love you, too.
Thank you, Lisa.
God bless.
And if you got a story to tell, hook me up, call me up. I'll get you on the show. We'll talk about your story.
All right.
All right, darling. Well, I'm going to put you back on mute, and I got another caller
okay.
here whose last digit starts 2795. The last four digits is 2795. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am. And
how you doing?
I'm fine. I'm Amy Sampler, and I am blessed, and I know that the Lord is going to continue to bless you. Just hold your head up and just keep on praying.
Amen.
Hey, Mama Mamie. Miss Lyles, that's my spiritual mama. I love her dearly. We go to the same church. She keep me in line in the Holy Spirit. She do.
Thank
Amen.
Bless you. And
yeah,
because
you know, so we can't take this walk by ourselves, so we need someone to help keep us encouraged.
Amen. And I thank the Lord that you extend my life and you help me to keep me strong, and we're going to try to keep each other strong.
Yes, we will, Mama Mamie.
All right now. Well, darling,
thank
we got
you
another...
for calling me.
Say that again.
We have another caller here.
I said thank you for calling in.
Yes. We thank all our callers for calling in. And we got another caller here whose last four digits is 3279. Caller, what's your name and make your comment or statement?
My name is Darlene Fennell. I am Deneen's sister.
How you doing, baby?
Hey, Darlene. Hey. God is good.
Ain't he? Won't he do it?
Yes. Yes, he brought
her. Hey, Darlene, I love you. Thank you for supporting me and calling in.
Love you, too. He brought her a mighty long ways.
Girl, I know, because he brought a whole lot of the mighty long way. Girl, we even have somebody out of the country on the call right now. We got somebody
wow.
from India. Praise God. Oh, my Lord.
Praise
God. This is lit up. The switchboard is lit up. So without further ado,
thank you,
I just
Jesus.
Want to talk.
Hallelujah.
Yes, thank all my listeners for tuning in. But we got to get into the story before we run out of time. So I just want to gloss over real quick how, you know, our guest, I want to thank her and appreciate that she is candid enough to be honest about what she did. You know, because a lot of us are still phonies. You know, we go to church, and for those who have altar call, they go down to the altar, and the man will say, well, what you need prayer for? And they say, be a better Christian, because I told that lie for a long time, because I didn't want nobody to know that I was messing up. I didn't want anybody to know that I was selling drugs and doing other kind of things that, you know, my family would have been appalled about, because I'm a preacher's kid. You know, my daddy and my grandfather, so I knew better. So I thank God that God kept me and gave me the strength to speak out about what I did. And you can find out more about me from my book called Broken, which is on Amazon or Kindle, or it's on Craigspace or my personal website. But I want to talk about my guest. Darling, go back from the beginning where you came, because your testimony is going to help somebody else. And then after you say a little something, someone let my co-host Chris ask his question.
Yes, ma'am. I started getting high when I was 18 years old. I was introduced to crack cocaine by a 27-year-old man. I was very vulnerable, and he called me and said, hey, Deneen, come over. I want you to try something. So I was like, yeah, you know, okay, I will. At the time, my mom was dying of breastbone and lung cancer, and I just was all over the place. So I went to his house, and he was like, I just want you to try a little bit of it. I was like, well, okay. So I hit it, and it was a feeling that I never had before. It made me feel just phenomenal. It was just, oh, my God. It made
right.
me feel like
right.
I was on top
right.
of the world. And
yeah.
After that, I end up getting strung out on cocaine. I was on the streets and just getting high. And a lot of time God made it so I didn't have to go on the streets, because I had boyfriends that sold it. And then it became a time where I just was in the street, you know, prostituting, doing what I had to do to get what I wanted. That I fell in love with that drug. That drug is such a demon. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's just, It's addiction. I want to say this real quick. Addiction is addiction. I don't care what it is. Addiction is addiction. And we need to know that, whether it's sex, whether it's a man, whether it's getting high, whether it's gambling. Addiction is addiction, people.
Yes,
so you need
is.
To know that on today.
Well,
and,
I'm going to... I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going so excited with what you was talking about. I was going to let Chris ask this question because it's a lot that I want to get into, you know, and like I said, I'm just so grateful that you're honest enough to put it out there on Front Street, because a lot of people are still living that lie. You know, people are thinking that, oh, they look so nice, they're so faithful, blah, 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 they come to church, but, you know, they won't tell the truth where they was before they got saved, you know, and I appreciate you for that. So, Chris, go ahead and ask your question, darling.
Okay. Janine, for people who never tried crack or cocaine, can you explain what the feeling with the high is like?
The high is like a feeling that you never had before. But the thing about it is, it's a tricky drug. Once you get the first hit, you can never get that same hit again. So that's where the addiction comes in at, because you want that same hit. So you go for more and more and more and more. But you can, it's Chris, it's like unbelievable. It really is. It just makes you feel like you're on top of the world, like you can do anything.
Well, let me explain
yeah.
a little bit to Chris so he'll know the difference. Cocaine and crack are the same, except that the cocaine in the powdered form, when you put it on a spoon and you add a little baking soda on top of it and a little bit of water, you put heat underneath that spoon and you take it like whatever, a little stick or, you know, a little piece of metal from a wire hanger, and you stir it around, and that baking soda will cause that cocaine to become hardened like a rock. That's why I call it crack, because it has little holes and stuff in it. And then you take that and you put it in a pipe with a little copper, you know, to use to clean your pots with. And when you smoke it, that first hit, your head feels like it's wow, it's expanded, it's woo. And, you know, you feel like you can't come down. But, you know, like she said, that first hit, you know, is very addictive, because you keep trying to find that first hit. And then the bad side, it flips on you, and then you become paranoid. You be thinking somebody outside, you know, peeping, or the police outside. Your ears become bionic, and so you say, oh, my God, I can hear this, I can hear that. And you get, you know, real crazy, you know. But that's the difference between crack and cocaine. It's same elements. It's just the way that you suck it in, whether you snort it up your nose, whether you smoke it in a pipe. That's the difference.
Yes.
Okay,
but,
yeah.
Go ahead.
I was just gonna say I you know, I've seen like intervention, so I know what it, I knew what it was. I just wanted Janine to explain it to our viewers what the feeling was like.
Okay,
yes, and then you know that the cocaine is powder, and then the crack is a crack rock. So you how you smoke it is you have to cook it, which I used to cook it. I used to cook it, and then it hardens up like she say, and it turns into a rock. Once you light it, it sizzles. Now, the powder is a powder. You can snort it, or you can put it into weed, you know, and then just roll it up. It's called like a ruler. So it's just like a sprinkle, like a powder.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it takes away that grassy taste of marijuana, and it's a smooth high. You know, you don't get all paranoid. Well, we used to call it Primo in Baltimore. But, you know, I'm not sitting here trying to tell people how to get high. You know, that's just where she was.
Yeah.
And thank God. We are above that. But let me ask you this question.
Exactly.
Okay, I know you said you was prostituting for a while and you really never had to be out in the street because your boyfriends were taking care of you. So was one of those boyfriends pimping you out, or did you break up and you chose to do that because you was needing the money so you could continue to get high?
Well, actually, no. I just, I had one in particular that I won't say his name, but actually, I just got with them, and they did not want me to get high, but I snuck and I did it. So actually, the boyfriend that sold it, actually, that's how I met him. I was buying drugs from him, and then we just ended up hooking up, and he ended up being my boyfriend, but he didn't give me the drugs. I used to sneak out and trick and go get drugs from other people or just buy it myself. So my actual boyfriend, he didn't give me drugs. The first time he did, because I was buying from him, he was an actual dealer. And then after that, we got into a relationship, and I went outside the house for, you know, to handle my needs.
Okay, well, darling, you got another caller on the line, and I hope that's not a repeat because the switchboard is lit up. Let me give you another caller. Caller, is your last four digits 6405?
Yes.
How you doing?
Hi. Hey, my name is Constance Smith, and I work with Miss Janine, and I love her to death.
Praise
I called
God.
To give her all my support. She know I love her, and I'm just calling to support her and let her know I'm here for her, and I pray for her every day.
Amen.
I love you, Miss Constance. I'm so glad you called. Miss Lyle, she's like a mother to me at my job. You know, my mother died when I was 19 years old, and Miss Constance is very special to my heart. She's always there for me. I can go to her in confidence about things, and I would never have to hear it. She is just a blessing to me. Miss Constance, I love you so, so much.
I love you too, darling, and I'm so glad you're doing this. And it is something I'm glad you're doing. It's for you, and I'm so happy for you.
Thank you so much, Miss Constance.
Okay,
and thank you
bye.
For calling in.
Yeah, I love
Return.
You. Bye-bye.
I love
bye-bye.
You, too. Bye.
We have another caller in here. Like I said, the switchboard is lit up. Caller, your last four digits is 5650.
Yes. Hi, my name is Ruby, and I used to be friends with Denise. Hey, and I just wanted to tell her that
Ruby.
I'm so happy for her, and I've been praying and praying, and I thank God for everything.
Amen.
And just stay in prayer.
I love you, Ruby, and you know the best is yet to come. Thank you for supporting me. You are a beautiful woman of God, always have been. And, I just thank you so, so much for supporting me. And like
thank
I said,
you.
The best is yet to come. So just keep your eyes open, sis. I love you. And
love
thank you again for always being there for me, not knowing what I was going through. But I just
know.
Thank you
and,
for being there for me, Ruby.
Oh, you're welcome. You are so welcome. And
well, thank you,
Ms.
Ruby.
You be blessed and you take care of yourself.
I will. Thank you, Ruby.
Mm-hmm.
We got the whole switchboard is lit up. Now, I'm not sure if I already called this name already. The last four digits is 1358. Did I call on you?
Hi. I'm
Hi.
Lady Lisa.
Okay.
Good evening, everyone. Danina, I'm so glad that you're giving your testimony this evening. But I do have a question. I know for me, I was going to church and still in relationships, and I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
When was enough enough?
Good question.
For you to say, God,
oh,
I give
goodness.
Up.
I'm going to tell you when enough was enough. Enough was enough the night that I died. I overdosed on crack cocaine one night. I had did about $6,000 or $7,000 worth of cocaine. And my heart started beating, and I fell to the ground, and I died, and I saw God on one side, the devil was on the other side, and my mama was in the middle. And I stepped out, and I saw my body laying there dead. And the ambulance was, somebody called an ambulance, the ambulance came. And I was trying to open my mouth, and all I could do was hear my mother praying, asking, give her another chance, give her another chance. But God never opened his mouth. The devil just was fighting and saying, no, you know, she an addict. She did drugs. She a nobody. And God never opened his mouth at all. And so to make a long story short, they pronounced me, well, the ambulance came. They put ice in the tub. And they say, well, she don't have a pulse.
So they called the coroners. They said she's dead, but they couldn't pronounce me dead until the coroners got there. The coroners got there. They gave me a physical, because that's what they do. They gave me a physical from head to toe, and they said, we got a heartbeat. But I told God, I said, if you give me one more chance, God, I'll never get high again. And from that day up until this day, I never got high off of crack cocaine. But, darling, the story goes on. And so that's what made me never do crack cocaine again. God gave me another chance, and I never did crack cocaine again.
Praise God. You know something?
Praise God.
On your testimony, because a lot of us been there. A lot of people think that you got to go to rehab, and sometimes it ain't about rehab, because when you go to rehab, they got a godly principle guiding them. You know, if you take it to the Lord in prayer, he can fix it right then and there, because when I was messing up and I went and got baptized, and that's another story, he fixed it just like that. It was in a just like that. Everything that I was doing, wanted to do, I stopped it, because I had like a supernatural power in me. It's like I felt like I was strong, invincible, like a superhero. It's just like that when I came out of baptism. So, you know, I want all of y'all to stay with us. We got to take a little small break, and we'll be back in 2 and 2.
Eventually, the truth will come out of the darkness for everyone to see.
Hello? Hey, it's Mike. Hey, how y'all doing? Oh, yeah, everything's good. Just been really good. Sorry I haven't been here this week. Yeah. I forgot, but I will be there next week. Right now.
They're doing horrible.
There are times in your life when your faith will be challenged.
Hey man, I want to share something with you. I accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. He's been really wonderful to me. Don't you agree?
I feel like I'm my own God. For things that's been happening to me, I feel like I've been making those things happen.
Wait a minute. You mean to tell me you don't believe in God?
Well, I haven't seen him.
The truth can come in shocking form.
Nobody up in my house when I'm at work all day, going day.
No! Who is this? Why is he in my house?
Hey,
who are you, man?
Is this your mom?
Who are you? Mother, this is my woman and this is my house!
Oh, my girlfriend.
Why is he in this house? What do you mean you didn't know?
When the secret is no longer hidden, you have now been exposed. Written by authoress Terry E. Lyle. Check out her website and on Blog Talk Radio every Friday at 7:30 p.m.
Make her feel special.
Oh,
Gonna take the same thing, keep it, yeah. Now you can't keep going through the motions like she's not there. Gotta make that woman feel that you really, 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 really care. When she get tired of that, ask her what else did she want you to do, 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 things that a girlfriend's got that she ain't got. Right. You gotta go out and get them for her.
Yeah.
Make her feel special.
Brother Calvin Richardson, treat her right. He used to be on one of the guests on my show, Unmasked, you know, and he was fine in and fine today doing your thing. Way to go, brother. And I want to thank all my listeners from north to south and east to west for hanging out here with me and Chris on Unmasked. And real quick, we're going to get back to my co-host. We got a question to ask our guest because the switchboard stay lit up, man. Everybody got questions. We can't get all questions in. So, Chris, you go ahead and ask your question, darling.
Okay, Janine, how long have you been sober?
I've been sober for 22 years.
Amen.
Congratulations. Yeah.
Yes. Janine, you had said at one time that you was lying to yourself because you was hiding the fact of what you've been through. And, you know, I can attest to that as well. That was my story as well. I would hide the fact of the things that I used to do, but it was like a release, a freeing of the mind, that once you get the dirt off of you, you feel clean. And anybody out there listening, you know, if you've been through some stuff, you know, stop beating yourself up. Learn to love yourself more because, you know, a lot of times we hurt ourselves because we keep holding on to what we've done. That's not the new person. If you have changed, embrace that change and stop letting somebody else point their finger at you because when they point their finger, point back at you. Don't let people bring you down. Lift yourself up because, you know, God is the I am that I am God. He can do everything except lie or fail. So you believe that, you know. And you said that, you know, you was prostituting because your boyfriends, they didn't know how thick your habit was or how much were you consuming a day because you said when you almost died, you had spent $1,000.
I was smoking. And I was a very greedy smoker. I was smoking about $6,000 a day or more.
What?
Sometimes I would go on a binge and I would smoke for days and days and days that the roof of my mouth was so numb I couldn't eat anything. So I used to go on binges where I would smoke and smoke and smoke. And then my house was like, you know, the smokehouse. And so, you know, they would come over and smoke. When my boyfriend leaves, somebody else would come and, you know, and we would just be getting high.
And that's one thing that amazes me. You know, a lot of people out there be saying stuff like, oh, I can't pay my bills. But if you look at how much money they have invested on drugs, it seems like for some reason when you're trying to get a drug, you can find ways to make money. But when you try to do something legit and decent to find money to pay your gas and electric and pay that rent or, you know, buy the clothes or buy the groceries, you can't rub two nickels together. I don't never understand that except that Satan will supply all those things to get you off track.
It's a trick. It's just a trick of the enemy. It's a setup. It's a plot.
Yes, 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 baby. Oh, Lord. So, Chris, I see you sitting over there like, you know, you ready to open up another question. What you want to say? Go ahead and say it, darling.
Well, Janine, I'm sure a lot of people say this, and I'm going to ask you, I'm sure you feel better sober than you did when you was high on crack cocaine, don't you?
Actually, I do. I do. You know, my life has changed, you know, so much, and I thank and I praise God for, to be honest with you, you might not understand it, but I thank God for what I went through so that
Amen.
He could bring me to the person I am
yeah.
today, because if I wouldn't have never gone through what I went through, I wouldn't be the mighty woman of God that I am today.
That's what I'm talking about.
Amen.
Yeah, I agree with that, because I say that part of your past is part of your future, and you know, without our past, we wouldn't be where we are today.
Amen. That's true.
Well, how many souls you think you bring to Christ?
How many have I bought, or how many do you think I say that again?
How many souls that you have brought to Christ? Because once I got delivered, it was easy for me to bring souls to Christ, because they can tell by my conversation that it was real. And when you've been wounded and you expose your wounds to other people, they can hear that realness, and they understand that, you know, you can relate to where they are. And a lot of times they see that, okay, they can do better than I can do better. So I'm just saying, how many souls have you brought to Christ? Because I'm sure you brought many just by your lifestyle.
I have, you know what, to be honest with you, I have no idea, but I do want to share this with you. One of my friends, we were on drugs together, and I hope that she's listening, and I hope that she don't mind me telling this testimony, because it means a lot to me. And a matter of fact, this time she's been clean a year and a half, but she went on to do heroin, and so she was shooting up. But I thank God today she's been clean over a year. I don't know exactly, you know, how long, but she tell me, you know, we just hooked back up maybe. I found her on Facebook, so maybe about 2 months ago, and she tell me, she said, my God, Denise, she said, you know, I saw you on Facebook, but, you know, I didn't want to say anything to you because the devil had my mouth shut saying, oh, she's not going to understand. But who am I to judge? And so I told her, I say, look, I say, you know what? I say, God is good. She said, I'm so glad that I found you, because I know if he did it for you, he going to do it for me. And when I look at you, Denise, it makes me want to go further and further and further. And she graduated from drug court in October. I love you. Shout out to you, Tess. The best is yet to come. I got your back, and you keep doing what you're doing, sis.
Yeah, and that's what I want people to understand. You know, sometimes, you know, like I just said a few minutes ago, we beat ourselves up because, you know, when we are doing bad, using drugs, whether it's prostitution, swinging, because I used to have my own swingers group, you know, and I used to pimp people out, you know, and that was for my entertainment, because it seems like when you got drugs and money, that all goes hand in hand. And I would get entertained. I would have these guys come over, you know, and they would dress up like ball players or whatever. And then they were stripped. And, you know, I mean, that was my life then, you know, fast and wild and crazy. But, you know, sometimes you're so embarrassed about how far you came that you don't really own it, you know. So I am so glad you told her. And anybody out there that's listening, I don't care whether you're on heroin. I don't care if you got a ferret up your butt. I don't care whatever it is that you're doing that you want to stop. You know, take it to the Lord in prayer. You know, and if you don't know how to pray, just say in Jesus' name, because God, He sent His Son. Jesus is the mediator between God and man. You know, so you don't have to be affiliated years and years in church. But if you're at that point where you're ready to just stop the madness, you need to look up and get on your knees and humble yourself and take it to the Lord in prayer, because He's going to hear it, and He can fix it. You know, I don't care how crazy it looks, how bizarre it sounds. I don't care what family members have pointed their finger at you and said, you ain't worthy, you ain't going to get saved, you know. Don't listen to that. That's the lie of the devil, you know. You can do anything with Christ, you know, who strengthens us, you know. So I'm telling you, if you're doing whatever you're doing and you're tired and you're ready to change, take it to him, because prayer changes things. That's the honest to God truth. But I can't tell y'all nothing else. Prayer changes things. I don't care if you're in a poverty and you're hungry, you're eating potatoes, or you don't eat at all. You know, you're too ashamed to go somewhere and get some free food, whether the church is giving it to you free, or go anywhere, go to, you know, whatever. You know, whatever it is that you stand in need of, you know, you can't be getting mad and say, God is not listening, because a lot of times y'all ask for stuff and then y'all don't believe it's going to happen. Then you wonder why it don't happen. But if you really believe that God is real, just leave it there. He will fix it. And don't go on no altar call and say, oh, I got this and I got this and I got that, and got all these burdens on my back. And then when you get all finished the altar call, you pick them up and put them on your back and go back to your seat. Why? When you give it to God, Let it go. Just let it go. And just breathe. Things will change, because, you know, joy will come in the morning. Just like when you go on wrestling that devil all night long, just wait, because the next day will be something better and better. You know, you just got to believe it, you know. So I know God is real, because I know what I've been through. You know, Deneen, you know what you've been through, and all of us out there, if we're honest.
Oh, yeah.
Because ain't nobody that I know for real didn't have some drama in their life. I don't care how financially set you might be today. I don't care how big your house might be, how fancy your ride is. You know, you might be that pretty woman that got that man beating your ass every time he come home. You might be that guy who got that woman treating you like you a knucklehead, got you wearing an apron and you at the sink. You know, you might be that child that's being molested by your family member. You know, we all got some stuff going on, you know, choirs is kept. And a lot of times we need to open our mouth and tell somebody, because God can't fix it if he don't know what's going on with you, even though he see everything, because he sits high and looks low. I'm just saying, you know, but, oh, Lord, I'm going to just let Chris ask the question, because I'm getting ready to bring church up in here, because the truth is the truth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, first of all, Terry, I want to say you could be a pastor. You're preaching some great stuff.
Oh, right. Bless your heart. Thank you.
Amen. We have
all
a
right,
church.
Well, all right. Well, Jeanine, have you written? Where can people find you? Where can people find you to learn more about your story? Are you on Facebook or Twitter?
I am. Actually, I'm not on Twitter, but I am on Facebook, Deneen_J2003@yahoo.com. I have a ministry operating in Divine Connection Drug Ministry. I got a lot of big things, you know, going on. Next year, I'm coming out with a book, How Life Got Started. The end of October, I'm coming out with a play.
Right,
and, you know, God is moving, but you just have to let God enter so he can move. A lot of times we close the door and we lock it. Unlock the door and let God come in.
Amen. And,
exactly.
You know, you got callers waiting to talk to you, so this line is lit up. So let me touch some of these callers real quick. A caller, your last four digits is 5099. Hello, caller. Your last four digits of your phone code number is 5099. Are you there?
Hello?
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 Hello, yes. This is Stacy. I just wanted to call in and shout out to my girl, Deneen. How are you guys? I've been trying to get on all day.
Oh, hey, Stacy. How you doing, my sister in Christ? How you doing?
Yes, I'm doing wonderful. I just want you to know I'm just so proud of you, girl. And also, I just wanted to leave with you 2 Corinthians 5:17, where it say, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away.
Woo.
Behold, the new has come. And there's so much extra that's coming your way, girl. And I'm just so proud of you. I love
thank
you, baby,
you.
And I just wanted to give you a call and shout out. And thank you, Miss Lyle, for having her at the show. And I'll be looking for you to come back to the thrift store.
Oh, I will, baby. I love you too, girl. You know that. And everybody, real quick, while Stacey's on the phone, she got this thrift store, baby. Every corner, nook, and cranny is covered with some good stuff. I'm wearing some of that jewelry on my head right now. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Tell them where is that, baby.
Let me say a little something real quick. Y'all, please support my sister. She's my sister in Christ. She my stick girl. She my homie. I love her. We just match.
So she
got the thrift store. Go check her out. Show her some love. Me and her gonna be doing some up and coming things. We gonna feed the hungry for free. We gonna have it at the thrift store. I want y'all to come up, not just eat, but to shop in her store. I love you, Stacey.
We love you too, baby. And it's 609 Northfield Road, Phoenix City, Alabama. I'll be looking for you guys.
All
love
right,
you, Deneen, and I am so proud of you, sister.
I love
right
you too,
now.
Sis.
Well, we got another caller. The last four digits. I hope I'm not picking the wrong one because everything is lit up right here. So did I get last four digits 5650 yet? Hello? Caller 5650, last four digits of your number.
This is Ruby again. I already spoke with the name. This Ruby.
Okay, well, Ruby,
she already.
It'll clear the switchboard, so I don't know that because this whole thing is lit up. And I don't know who I've got or who I didn't get. But fast forward. Deneen, when did you stop messing up? I know you said 20-some years ago. What age were you, and what was the catalyst for you to just stop and you know, just change your lifestyle? What made you decide to change?
I was 22 years old. I overdosed and died on crack cocaine. God brought me back, and like I told the young lady earlier, when God did that to me, it was a sign. And he brought me back, and I never used crack cocaine again. You know, I just you would just have to be in that predicament just to see. God showed me so many signs, and I ignored them because I wanted to get high. But he backed me into a corner that night that I overdosed, and I died, and he let me see myself. And that scared the living hell out of me. And
ooh,
I never
true.
Went back and used cocaine again.
Praise God, you know, because, you know, I'm a firm believer that if a person don't see your wounds, you know, you can't relate to them, because I'm not going to sit there and go to you and tell you what you should do with your life if I ain't never walked in your shoes. You know, because to me, I'll be thinking, you sitting there trying to be hoity-toity and bougie, trying to look down on me. You can't look down on nobody, because if you look down on somebody, somebody else is looking down on you, and that's just the honest to God truth, you know. You know, we need each other, you know, and it's not a political thing. It's a people thing. You know, I don't care what your color is. I don't care what your ethnicity is. The bottom line is that we need each other to survive. Like that song
we
came
do,
out long
do.
Ago, I need you to survive. And that's the truth, man. You know, reach out and help that brother, help that sister. You know, sometimes you need someone to believe in them and let them know that they can change, you know. But we're running out of time pretty much, so I'm going to let Chris get his question in real quick, and then I'm going to let you again reiterate where you can be reached and about their play that's coming out next month. And, Chris, go ahead and ask your question, darling.
Okay. Janine, you said you was writing a book. I didn't catch the title. I didn't catch the title of that. Can you say it again, your book?
The title of my book is called How Life Got Started. How Life Got Started. How my life got started, how I generated up to the day. I want to bless some folks, because everything that look good ain't good. The outside of a character is nothing, but what's something is the inside. So how life got started, the way life got started, it does not have to end that way, Chris. It doesn't.
Amen. No, it don't.
Amen. You know, is there some words that you can tell these young people, because I see a day in the same as it was back then. A lot of these young people in their teenage years and mid-20s, they think they're invincible. They can do anything. They think that they know better. They think that they can ward off anybody doing anything to them, which is a lie because we got human trafficking going on right here in the United States, and people don't believe that people are getting snatched and taken to a different country to be sex slaves. This thing is real, you know. If you was watching the political debates when Hillary was running for president, they had people there talking about that, you know. So a lot of people don't believe stuff because it's not on their front steps. At their front door, you know. But you know, if you got daughters and cousins and sisters, you know, you better be careful. You know, you got to teach these people. And so, what's your advice? Because we just recently saw a little young girl in Chicago. Remember, she hanging out with her friends at the hotel and everything, and she thinking everything was fine, and she got set up because the guys paid her friends a couple of $100 to rape and sleep with her. And after she got all drugged up and then raped and everything, they found her in that freezer dead, you know, 19 years old. And then she's hanging out with her homies. You can't trust nobody. So what would your advice be to these people out here listening?
Well, my advice on tonight is, number one, trust God with all your might.
Yeah.
Lean not to your understanding, but know who you are and who you are. I just want to share this with you on tonight. You are somebody. God made you who you are. You were not a mistake. Everything that you're going through and everything you've been through was through the grace of God. Stand up, be strong, and know who you are in God. We are living in our last days, and you got to have that mind frame that you know God for yourself and not for what anybody tells you. Stand strong. Find you a strong piece of foundation and stand on it and stand on it and stand on it.
That's
the word
right.
I have tonight is don't be moved very easily. Be blessed in the Lord. Take care of yourself and know that God is who he say he is on tonight. I love y'all and God is good.
Amen. And Chris, if you had to give some advice to these listeners tonight, what would your advice be? Take your time, darling, and take your time and tell them what you would tell someone that's listening.
To me?
Yes, you, baby.
Oh.
We all can help.
Okay. I got it. Anybody who's listening to Janine's story, I would recommend that you look her up on Facebook and look forward to her book.
So he's saying he wants some strip. Find Janine. He said, I ain't going to say nothing. You want some strip, Janine got what you need.
Well, hallelujah. Amen.
When is going to be just coming out or you don't have to set a price yet? And how soon can you put in some pre-orders?
Maybe in February.
Okay.
February. I'm working. Listen, after I get done with this play, I got a checklist. My book is already in the mist, but, you know, just give me a little time, and most likely in February. I really, really want y'all, anybody that's listening in the area, I'm doing a play. Salvation is free. It's no charge. Come and get some deliverance for that person that's going through the night and don't know what to do. Turn from your wicked ways and turn to God because he's your provider. He's your leader. He's all you need. He'll be your drug. He'll be your boyfriend. He'll be anything that you need. On tonight.
Amen. That's what I'm talking about. That's exactly what I'm talking about. And so, everybody, I just want to say today, you know, God is real. If you don't have a relationship with Christ, I suggest that you get one. If you don't know how to pray, just be honest. Just say what's on your heart. And when you end that, say in Jesus' name, because God will hear it. Because if you don't put that in Jesus' name on the end of your prayers, it's never hot air, you know, because Jesus is the mediator between God and man. He's the bridge. If you don't cross that bridge, it ain't going to happen. And I just want to thank God for allowing this show to be aired tonight because prior to the show going on the air, I was having technical difficulties, you know, because the devil do not want the gospel and the good news getting out there. And the more that people tell their testimony, what they've been through, people will be awakened and understand, okay, I'm not by myself. You know, so like my book Broken, I'm broken, and I was willing to be embarrassed and look stupid so that I can help someone else free their mind and find Christ. You know, and like I said, my book Broken is my autobiography. It's my 10th book, and right now I'm writing another book and a poetry book. So check me out on Amazon or Kindle, Craig Space, or my personal website, and then I can sign it for you. But we're going to take this show home, and next week we're going to have our guest Mark Anthony Real, and he's going to be talking about how gay love messed with his alcoholism and how he fell off the wagon because of his love relationships. It triggered his falling off the wagon. And so you got to be here next week to hear that story, and we're going to have some great stories coming up this month. So stay with me, and Chris will be here. And thank you, Deneen, for being our special guest
so
tonight.
Welcome.
We love you. If you want to come
thank
back
you.
And share some of your good news, just give me a holler. I'll put you back on the air.
Yes, ma'am.
Is there
thank
any
you
personal
so much.
Shout-outs you give?
Yes, thank you so much, Ms. Lyles, for having me on the show. I look forward to working with you in my play coming up. Blessings to you. May you prosper in all that you do, all that comes your way. As
thank
long
you,
as God is in it,
He can do
it's
it.
It's nothing but the best.
And anybody who wants to my, yeah, be a guest on the show, call 443-956-8753. If you didn't catch the number, just go to the archives. 5 minutes after the show drops tonight, you can go and replay it and get their phone number, 443-956-8753. Leave me a message or go to sweetfire01@yahoo.com and let me know you want to be a guest. And, Chris, is there any shout-outs you'd like to give before we get off the air, darling?
I give a shout out to all my aunts and my uncles on my mom and my dad's side. There's an Aunt Debbie, there's an Aunt Libby, there's an Uncle Matt, there's a lot of them. A shout out to them, and a shout out to you, Terry, because this is, you know, we're working with you each week. It's fun, and I really enjoy it, and I look forward to many shows with you.
Thank you. And I want to say a special shout-out to Stacy, because of Stacy is how I hooked up with Deneen. And thank you all. You know, please come back. Tell your friends about Blog Talk Radio Unmasked and follow the show. And that way you'll get a reminder on your email box to tell you which shows are coming up. And we're going to take this home. And everybody, this is a Friday evening. Don't drink and drive, because my family is out there and I want to see them tomorrow. So you have a good one. We're going to take it home with little Charlie Wilson. You are. Good night, Deneen. Good night, Chris.
Good night, Chris. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Yes.
At the mall, couldn't find a place to park. Threw my keys to the valet.
Hand that for me.
I was only there to hang, wasn't looking for a thing. I was just about to bounce, and then I saw Miss Lady. Then I said to myself, bags in her hand, right in front of Macy's.
That's why the pretty girls hang.
Then I saw her at the food court, sipping lemonade, conversating on a cell phone, looking so amazing. And I said to myself, There she goes, yeah. Oh,
my name.
Take her to the cookout.
Me and her gon' hang.
Take her to my mama house. If she need a hair done,
my cousin can.
I'll treat her like a queen. Give her everything.
She will be my girl till we old and gray.
And I knew it from the moment that I saw her love and love that.
Crazy, crazy, crazy. It's blowing my mind that you give me some of your time.